I don't know.
Jack White. Does he play guitar?
Shout out to Jack White.
Thank you for, you know, listening to our podcast too, Jack. We really appreciate the love and the
Ben
praise.
Ben Stiller, you know, Vince Vaughn.
Obama.
Hello, Obama.
Hello, Obama.
My name is Mauro.
You forgot your name. 100% have to go on vacation. I'm Dan, and this is
Let's talk about Wiped Out Wednesday.
There you go. All right. So in recent updates, Mauro has broken. He has been doing a lot of work. We've been doing work with BuzzFeed, Amazon. We've been making a ton of video content, and he's not used to having to work this much, this consistently.
I usually
get breaks. We've been going nonstop for weeks now.
I enjoy it though.
Your brain doesn't.
We're having fun.
It's fun.
We're having so much fun. I'm definitely not being held here against my will. If you're listening to this.
No, he's not.
Please email animals@dancefinger.com.
Or go to our website, animalspodcast.com, and just send us a message.
If you use your
pain,
burnt outness, you can be funny. We're talking about the Gorgonops, which is a name that I just made up.
Wait, really?
No, it's not, but it sounds like
it. Oh, I was like, we did research on this. It's a real thing. So it looks like a made-up creature.
It looks like a dog with a Komodo dragon and a motorcycle. I don't know, that head.
The motorcycle does not look like anything.
I don't know, it looks like a demon.
So if you're listening, take a second, pause this, Google image Gorgonops.
Good call, because they're not going to get. There's no way we can describe.
It's very difficult. You have to see it. It's an incredible looking creature. But for those of you watching, here it is. It's incredible.
It's cool.
It is
a genus of therapsid that is thought to have evolved from pelicosaurs. Okay, so this is the cool thing. You know the pelicosaurs?
The turkey dinosaur.
It's like a crest. That's what it's called? A crest? Mm-hmm. They're old. I didn't realize how old they are. This is like before. This is pre-dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And a therapsid is a family that includes mammals and its ancestors. So it includes the ancestors that have mammal-like features before they evolve into full mammals. That's why it looks mammalian.
Like a dog.
Yeah.
Like a dog.
But it's not. It's a reptile or a therapsid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of those, the key characteristics of these therapsids is that they have legs under, like a dog.
Yeah.
We're going to keep mentioning dog because it walks and looks like a dog, but it's not.
Dino dog.
It's a lizard. You know how lizards walk on the side? Like that.
Now, how does a dog walk?
Like that. Under.
That was pretty accurate.
On your chest. Yeah. So that's a key factor here that we're going to keep mentioning throughout the podcast.
Now, they were big. They were 10 feet long.
Kind of like a Komodo dragon.
And this is actually terrifying. They had these saber-toothed upper canines that were 4 inches long.
These are some of the first saber-toothed animals. People connect saber-tooth with just cats or saber-toothed tigers. No, saber-tooths were common with therapsids also.
Is that always been there?
What, the gap?
Yeah.
I chipped a tooth.
Yeah, did I?
It's like The Hangover. You don't remember? Anyways, but the sizes ranged from cat-sized, little cute murder machine, to as large as a large Komodo dragon.
This is not a flattering
angle. That's kind of terrifying, and I'm just going to keep going. They were the dominant predators of their time. They were fast, they were strong, and they were terrifying. But when was that?
260 to 254 million years ago during the late Permian, pre-dinosaurs.
Way pre-dinosaurs.
Are you sure I didn't chip my teeth?
No, you didn't. We got a podcast.
I fell off my bike today, so I'm just a little worried.
Again, we're going to go back to what we've been saying for a lot of episodes. A lot of terrifying things were found in South Africa, and this was no exception. A lot of terrifying things were found in South America.
Yeah.
No, in South Africa. I was right.
You corrected yourself.
Okay. Most fossils were found in South Africa.
This is a live recording of Moro's brain just...
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm going to leave that in.
You're doing great.
The first fossil was found in 1876 and named by Richard Owen, who is an English biologist.
He was. There was three species of the Gorgonops. And the name comes from Gorgon, a Greek mythological creature as seen here.
Yeah.
Sorry for my point. Ops is the Gorgon eye.
Or face. Eye or face.
Yeah.
And also, Medusa was a Gorgon. I didn't know that.
I remember the Gorgons from Zelda.
Gorgon is a mythological creature that turns you to stone when you stare at it.
I thought they were rock monsters.
Yeah, they turned you to stone when you stare at them. That's a Gorgon.
In Zelda, they were rock people.
Okay, that's inaccurate. Zelda is a video game. Medusa is history.
Can you just show them the Gorgons from Zelda?
I will.
Please, thank you.
And they died during the Permian-Triassic extinction event where a lot of shit went boom. Like what?
So it was the Earth's most severe known extinction event with up to 96% of all marine species and 70% of terrestrial vertebrae becoming extinct. So
that's a lot of things that went
dead,
not living anymore.
Yeah, everything. And that's, you know, what is it? Death is
the only constant.
Well, it's the only constant. But
death is this life. Something with life.
Death is the single greatest invention of life.
It is. It's if it weren't for death, we would still be swimming with megalodons and terrifying mesosaurs.
No,
if you
want
to listen to our episode from last week, the mesosaur.
Yeah, the mesosaur is pretty cool.
Cool animal. Jurassic World. Didn't know it was real. This one, not a lot of information on it, but apparently it was real. You know, they found fossils. They found skulls.
I'm not going to lie. If they were alive today... Not today. In the 80s, I could see Mike Tyson having one of these as a pet.
Oh, yeah. In the 80s. Why the 80s? Oh, because
that's when Iron Mike was at his peak, and he's coming back. Oh, my God. Have you seen
the
clips of him training?
That man
is a machine.
He's partnering with Triller, the short-form video app.
The guy's been really doing great these past...
Yeah, how old is he now? Late 50s?
I don't know, but he... Yeah. I couldn't imagine.
Thank you, Mike Tyson, for listening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mike, seriously, thank you so much for the kind
words.
Honestly,
Mike, punch me in the face. I'll do it. You can punch me in the face.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't care. You can kill me. It's fine.
What?
You can put it for,
who am I into this
PR,
podcast?
For PR.
That's a weird way of getting PR.
Local podcaster allows Mike Tyson to punch him in the face. He says it doesn't matter if he kills him.
Is that the headline?
Yeah, it's a long headline.
What are you, Leslie?
Local business owner pledges to... Never mind. The Office. Shout out to Steve Carell. Thank you for listening. That's the Gorgonops, a dino dog that lived during the late Permian period that ate things. We don't know what it ate.
He's reading it off the roof.
But it looked like a dog and a Komodo dragon, and it was an ancestor to modern mammals.
Yeah.
Thank you, brain.
Thank you, science.
So visit website, subscribe.
Animalspodcast.com. Email us at animals@dancepetcare.com. And again, we would love it if you shared with your friends. We'd love your feedback. Any sort of, you know, interaction.
Send your best wishes to me.
Yeah, he needs it.
I'm having a lot of fun.
You seem like you are, but like...
Again, I'm being held against my will. Please email
animals@dancepetcare.com.
To set me free. If you just email and say set Moro free, it'll happen.
It really looks like I chit this time.
So let's get set Moro free trending. Thank you so much for listening.
Free Moro?
Free Moro. Free Moro 2020.
Yeah.
See you.
All right.
See you on Monday.
See you on Monday.
Bye.
Bye. I always get this. There we go.